USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump traveled to Dallas, Texas today for the NRA convention, where he gave a speech. Let's take a listen to a portion of that speech and what President Trump said.
And you have never stopped fighting for our beloved Constitution. Incredible people. Thank you. You give your time, your energy, your vote, and your voice to stand strong for those sacred rights given to us by God, including the right to self-defense.
In a statement today, Rudy Giuliani said the October 2016 settlement was made to protect President Trump's family and would have been done in any event, whether he was a candidate or not. Giuliani also stressed his description of the timing of the events was based on his understanding, not information he received from the president. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
What are being called the first round of trade talks with China that were held in Beijing are over. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is back after reportedly asking China during the talks to slash the trade imbalance between the two nations by $200 billion by the end of 2020. The U.S. trade deficit with China now stands at $355 billion a year. President Trump threatening to impose stiff tariffs on China and accusing Beijing of stealing U.S. intellectual property. A Chinese government statement says these talks are going to continue.
A long-awaited report on free speech protections at the University of California, Berkeley blames, quote, hard-to-defend conservative speakers for inciting left-wing students to violence. A month-long study done by Berkeley faculty found that ultra-conservative rhetoric by the likes of Milo Yiannopoulos and Ann Coulter only exists to advance a narrative that universities are not tolerant of conservative speech. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Within the next 20 years, the number of new cancer cases is expected to increase by 70% in the United States. Most people don't realize, though, that they can reduce their risk of getting cancer by just improving their life and how they live. Dr. Lorenzo Cain talks about some of the ways you can change your life by maybe eating a little bit more organic and more healthy foods and also eliminating some toxins in your home that you put on your body and maybe don't even realize.
Well, ideally, we decrease our chemical load, right? And going organic is going to decrease your chemical load. Will going organic in terms of our food prevent us from getting cancer per se? Not necessarily, but again, it's that precautionary principle. We are exposed not only in our food, but also, as Allison mentioned, in our daily cosmetics and personal care products to hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. And this is happening literally in utero. So before a child is born, it is having its hormonal system disrupted due to what are called the endocrine disruptors, which are substances that are added to plastics to make them soft, which of course is important if you're using plastic. And those can get into our body and disrupt the way our hormones function.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.